Perhaps by now you've experienced the more well-trodden areas of Maokong and are looking for a bit of an adventure, a little bit of charming mystery. If you've enjoyed the liveliness, the traditional culture, and of course the tea of Maokong, and would like to be charmed some more by a different flavor of Maokong, come along on a grassy adventure to Caonan. Once you've seen the Caonan Bridge, then you've arrived in Caonan, and it's time to begin exploring this secretive, naturally diverse, and culturally rich area. This area has a fascinating past. Long ago, during the Qing Dynasty, Caonan was a hunting ground for a local tribe called the Ataya. The weather conditions during this time were extremely wet and rainy. The ground was muddy with wet grass everywhere, and there was an abundance of wildlife and plants. It was one of these plants in Caonan, the Mayflower Gloryberry, that would kickstart the indigo dyeing industry in Caonan long ago and help make the area prosperous. Caonan is such an area with fascinating stories. As you hike along the road, you'll feel nature surround you. You may even choose to continue on one of the several mountain trails that lead from here, including the Erge Mountain Trail and Hoshanyue Trail. These trails will make you sweat and are not for the unadventurous, as they require the use of hands and feet to climb.